Fat Boy and the Dancing Ladies, An African Tale, written by Michael Holman and read by Jerome Pride.
"I see you, Fat Boy," he said again, his voice filled with menace. "Fat Boy, forever Fat Boy." Mboga repeated the phrase with various tones of loathing and contempt. Malambo stood his ground. Roteri was beside himself.
"Malambo must run very soon. Tell him to run."
The Toto, trembling, took half a pace forward. The security staff, who until then had guffawed and taken no action, began to get nervous and started to advance on the boy. Malambo had reckoned on this, and he had also reckoned that Mboga would not want to be physically humiliated in front of his underlings.
"Are you afraid, Mboga? Afraid? So you send your security people?"
Mboga started to chatter with rage, and Fatboy knew then that he could get his man.
"Mboga, don't Fatboy me never. I can forgive you, Mboga, and spare you, only if you give me my name back and call me, in front of every people present, my name, Mzilikazi, which is my new name. Mzilikazi Ferdinand Mango Mlambo."
"Fat boy, fat boy, fat boy," sneered the steward.
Flecks of spittle appeared at the corners of Mboga's mouth.
"Don't fat boy me, Mboga. Remember, I have thin disease."
The steward continued to slap his belt against the palm of his hand, chanting,
"Fat boy, fat boy,"
as he did so. Barely the length of a cricket pitch separated the two. Mboga continued to advance. Still, Fat Boy stood his ground.
"What is happening?"
demanded Ruteri, his view of events blocked by the intervening hedge.
"Get ready," said Ntoto. "Mboga is close to smelling Malambo."